mobile low bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Hey, this is Tom Merritt from the Daily Tech News Show, and you're listening to Geek.io, where you put geek in and geek out.
Hey. Hey, you. If you're listening to this and don't want to hear expletives, you probably shouldn't listen to it. It's gonna get interesting.
Mobile audio stream enabled at mobile.alphageekradio.com. Chat room enabled at geek-io.com/live. Geek.io initialized.
We're geeking out across the globe, so tuck in and hold on to your butts. It's time for the Geek.io show.
Geek.io, put geek in and geek out.
Because you fuckers muted me, welcome to Geek.io, your weekly dose of geeky goodness. Also, Budlong was very loud during that introduction. Episode number 71, recorded Thursday the 17th of July, 2014. I am your host, CJ Butts. And we'll move closer to our microphone. I'm Jared Azevedo.
Oh, my microphone was muted. I was just kidding. I'm Jared Budlong.
And I'm Dale the Vegan Megan.
This week, Musicians Month is ruined! Ruined, I say. But we have to do something very important. This week, we roast our favorite Aussie and have a little bit of chaos brulee for dessert. Wink, wink, hubba, hubba.
Ew.
That's right, folks. We are sending our two favorite people into the nether to where they will never be seen again! Except on every other, on every second Tuesday of the month on the Comic Alliance, and every Tuesday and Wednesday on whatever the hell Dale wants to post. But into the nether!
There will be something, because I'm sure they'll be watching a terrible movie or something like that.
Yes. Yeah.
Foreshadowing, you say? Oh, wait, what?
I don't know what you're talking about, Budlong.
I don't know.
We're
going to watch and a movie I'm at some point. We just had to skip it last month.
Yes. Yes. Last month.
So, yes.
I got the reference. Woo!
It is indeed the last week, which is what Alexander tried to say when she was trying to talk away from her microphone while the music was playing.
Well, my mic's where it always is. I don't know why it didn't pick me up talking.
It really did.
It was doing a loud background music. It's fine.
You sound it's like legit. You walked away from your microphone. Like, you just like, screw this.
Yeah,
I'm out.
I'm right here. Like, you can see me on the camera. I didn't move.
I'm looking at show notes. I'm not looking at you.
You mean you're actually doing something like CJ?
I don't look at the show notes. The reason why people yell at me for not paying attention to the chat.
Because you don't pay attention to the chat.
I don't, because I'm looking at show notes. Podcasting is hard. Also, I have a cookie. I'm going to eat a cookie. So
I have a cookie,
yourselves.
Too, and I'm able to focus on shit. Come on, get with the program.
I have a tarot.
Amongst yourselves. So I think, actually, we are going to probably have a shorter show this week because
we're not doing the whole guest thing. We're not saying.
Yeah, we don't have guests.
Okay.
And I'm interesting. I'm very interested in the fact that Dale decided to just randomly put letters into the show notes for what he was doing this week.
Because
which is more than what Alex has put. So
because
I didn't have access until 5 minutes ago.
So
Dale wrote a P.
Or
oh, it's a machine gun. Dale, you finally got rid of the spider. Congratulations.
Half his house is missing, but yes.
Did you guys see that thing? I think somebody posted
we should
it
play
on
the,
Facebook.
We should play the bumper.
The what? Oh,
we
this one?
The bumper.
Gadgets, games, and gizmos.
Pew, 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 pew.
Yes, with the horse noise.
Yes.
I don't have that handy. Oh, wait, I can probably find it.
Dale played it.
Wait, I didn't hear it.
No, I didn't play it.
Somebody plays
like CJ is hearing things.
I think you're hearing it. Yeah, there it is.
I just played it then.
No, yeah, don't lie to me.
I didn't hear it, so I think you're a little bit of crazy.
You guys are a bunch of poo heads. But,
okay.
Whoopin'.
Your mom goes to college.
What? Does that have to do with anything at all, ever?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Well, what?
Well, actually.
It means someone has a teleport.
Yes. Damn it, you ruined my joke!
Let's take a little bit of time to just go over what we've been doing this week. And Alex has had the notes for more than 5 minutes now and still hasn't put anything in the notes.
I got something in the notes before,
Alex! I don't have my soundboard, but whoop-em, 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 you fail.
Oh, well.
What was that
be
sound?
Every time. And I suppose it's worth it if I got you to make that noise unprovoked, so.
I marked it on the recorder. We're going to see if I remember what I'm looking for tomorrow. When I go.
Okay, so that you'll know.
Or Thursday, next Thursday when you Shut actually it. Put the show up on.
Shut it. It went up on Monday. Whoa, what was that? Did you guys hear that?
No.
The sound of a thousand souls screaming out and suddenly silenced.
Nicely done.
I don't know what just happened.
Because I didn't hear that.
I don't know. I didn't hear anything.
Never mind. Never mind.
That was very well executed, my friend.
Ignore that. Never mind.
But long hearing
goes. Geek IO show, that the Trek Nerd, and 14 others are following the double clicks. I do not care, Twitter. Thank you for telling me.
That's great, Twitter.
I kind of wish Twitter would stop telling me when more than one person follows a thing, because I don't care.
Mm. Yeah, that is rather annoying.
Now back to
it's
the show.
Kind of a notification I wish I could turn off.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Anyway, I assume that it means that I'm going first, then.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Never
sorry, I sound kind of out of it. I was up until 4 a.m. last night.
Oh,
not my fault.
So I'm just like...
No, you were stuck in the walls in at 4 a.m., CJ. There is no fault for you.
But I actually just
no
got
fault
back...
For you.
I actually just got back from the movies. I went and I saw Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, nice.
Or
Wait. Let me guess.
See what?
Better than Transformers.
Oh, everything.
Just a little bit. Just a tad.
Spoiler alert.
The root canal is better than Transformers. But I actually really liked it. If you liked the first movie, it is a fair bet to say you will like this one. Nice. What can I say about it without spoiling the plot?
You did enjoy the
first. Yeah, I know. You need to tiptoe around that movie like crazy, though, if you want to say anything about it.
The CG was beautiful. Oh, my God. Really good. Oh my god, I keep forgetting his name because I'm tired. But the guy who does all the motion capture for
Andy Serkis.
Andy Serkis.
He did all of the monkeys, to my knowledge.
He got top billing for the movie, which is fantastic.
Did all the monkeys.
Yeah, is that legal? I thought they had protection.
He did all the monkeys.
Sure.
In Calgary, so that's okay there.
Oh,
they
like okay.
Monkey around.
But yeah, he did such a great job. The sets looked amazing. All the sets are like run-down buildings that have been reclaimed by nature, so they all look amazing. Oh my gosh, they're nice. Gorgeous. I kind of want, when the movie's out more, I want to like get the art books so I can just see all the backgrounds and stuff. They're great. The parallels were great. Just the motions of the animals were fantastic. The way that it wasn't like Transformers where it just floated around following humans all the time. It actually spent most of its time with the apes.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm trying to remember what else I wanted to say about it that doesn't spoil it. I think this movie is great for the sheer and simple fact that there can be, and they showed it in the trailer, but there can be a scene of a bunch of monkeys on horseback while things are on fire wielding guns, and I don't sit there going, this is ridiculous. So you know it's good when I'm sitting there going, I am totally
buying
that
legit.
What's happening right now. I mean, it's a strength. That is. Anywhere outside of this movie. But right now, I am totally buying that. So.
I thought of my own horse noise when I was watching that movie, by the way.
The only single complaint I had is that sometimes the monkeys had subtitles and sometimes they didn't. Like, anytime they did sign language, subtitled. But there was one occasion where one of them was speaking and then just suddenly there were subtitles and then halfway through the speech they stopped. I don't know why, but that was the only thing that happened for more than four hours.
Please see a physician.
Well, could that be a failure on the theater's part where it's actually not in the film, it's actually captions, and like maybe the captions failed? Because it is a digital projector.
I don't know, because the humans don't have captions. It's just like they subtitle it because half the time the apes are communicating with sign language. So anytime one of them makes a hand gesture and we don't know what they're saying, they subtitle at the bottom so that you know.
And the subtitle just says, "Go learn American Sign Language."
No, but you know, at one point, one of them starts talking, and for some reason, the first part of what he's saying is subtitled. When he's yelling, of all things, it's like he speaks softly and then mostly shouts, and it's subtitled. And then he returns to normal speaking voice, plus even louder yelling, and there's no subtitles all of a sudden, and I'm like,
Yeah, it could
have
failed.
Well, that's a little bit odd.
Answer me this question. In that scene, is he yelling at the humans when the subtitles are going and to the other monkeys when they're not?
No, he's talking to monkeys the whole time.
Okay.
Monkeys, I mean monkeys.
There are only like, monkeys.
No, I know that in some
all
some
the humans are dead.
If they're taking a different language and subtitling it, it's because they're speaking to someone who doesn't understand it. Whereas if there's like if you and I were speaking and all of a sudden I started, you know, doing sign language
speaking
Spanish. If I'm talking to Alex and then I go talk to CJ, they're gonna subtitle my conversation with CJ so Alex understands what I'm saying to him.
Yeah. But no, this wasn't like that he was talking to you.
Yeah, this is the sound of my head hitting the desk, but that's okay.
I actually really liked that as a kid. I thought it was really funny. And I think actually there was a comedian, I don't remember what his name was, but he pointed it out. He said, you know, as a kid I was watching those movies and I thought it was terribly inconvenient that they only chose to speak English when no one who spoke English was in the room.
But that's the way it works, isn't it?
Totally.
It's akin to the reason why Batman
speak English
always has to talk like this no matter who he's talking to.
Yes, I'm Batman.
We got
like, Agent. He speaks to Alfred in that voice. He knows who you are.
Selena Kyle.
It's to stay in character. Like, he's a method actor. So
what? Batman is a Bruce Wayne is a method actor.
Yes.
No, you don't understand. Bruce Wayne is the mask.
I mean, you would have to shut up. Technically, I was right because I said Batman was a method actor. So anyway. I can imagine if you're trying to disguise yourself, you would want to, while in that persona, try and maintain that so you don't slip up elsewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the only thing. I'm going to pull out
we're
the old, like,
bad,
I know, we're going back to the old horrible movie night thing. What did we call that? It was before Geek Hour Watches. What did we call it?
Rant and Review.
Going back to the old Rant and Review where I would always try and pull out like the devil's advocate and argue for the horrible movie and their choices and whatever it was. Like,
no, my boyfriend did the good devil's advocate argument for Transformers 4. And when he was done, I turned to him and I said, you know, they should have gotten you to write it because it would have been good. Because he spent the entire time talking about how the movie was clearly a character piece about my Optimus Prime having a psychological breakdown and actual character development. And just when he was done, I looked at him and I said, honey, he's like, yes, you really should have been the writer for this movie because if you had written it, I would completely buy that and I would have liked the movie. And he's like, I know, right? And he laughed. He goes, no, seriously, that movie was a piece of shit.
Hey, it's not the worst of our SmackDown season. You got to remember that. It's not the worst movie. Close.
It should be.
Dorothy returns, or Dorothy's journey to the center of the earth.
See, I keep forgetting that that was actually a movie.
Dorothy
that
2
What was that movie called? It wasn't
Legends of Oz, I think it was.
Yeah,
see,
that's
you say
it.
That, and I'm racking my brain.
Dorothy's
Adventure
to the Center of the
when
Earth.
Was this in theaters? When was this a movie?
Right alongside Captain America.
I didn't even see Didn't see a commercial, didn't see a poster, didn't see anything for that.
Wait, wasn't that the one with Lea Michele?
Yep.
Yes.
I have to just nod and go, sure there was Dorothy.
It was bad.
Lea Michele, yeah, Lea Michele voiced Dorothy, and yes.
I want to make a movie called Dorothy's Adventure to the Center of the Earth. To make this happen.
Or How I Stopped Caring and Started Loving the Bomb.
Yes.
I like it.
Put together a list.
We'll get it made.
I don't think I have
We'll get it made. Let's do this. Geek.io production. Can't be worse than the two pieces of garbage coming out this weekend.
So what else have you done?
I just tried to say I think that's the geekiest. Yeah. I mean, I raided this week, and I learned that I can multitask. They had a slight emergency, and so I've learned that I can apparently. So either I'm really good, which I doubt, or the bosses are just that easy. Because in the middle of a heroic encounter, I can tab back and forth between conversations with two completely different people, and fight at the same time, so it's not like I'm outside of combat and talking to them, and make combat and talking to them, and carry on a conversation over Skype at the same time.
Nope.
So.
Wait, let me think about that.
Because
nope.
The enemies are that easy. It's not that you're that good.
Yeah, I need a second.
That's all kinds of nopes.
And all top DPS, too, so.
Yeah, that's definitely right. Because the game's easy mode now. Just putting that out there.
I don't care. I can't. I can barely talk and run a soundboard.
I could barely match the button.
As you note, I was trying to think of the words to say because I looked at the soundboard.
Jesse's stuttering.
I'm a friend. What?
You need to hire some.
I have to pick some.
Out of word crimes.
Don't get me singing it. Oh God.
Oh yes. By the way, those who haven't been watching it, Weird Al is doing an amazing thing where he's putting out 8 music videos in 8 days for his new album.
Nice.
Awesome.
And so far, he's done "Word Crimes," which is play on that rape song. What was that song?
Rape song.
Blurred Lines. Yes.
Yeah, Blurred Lines. The rape song.
On that topic, real fast. Congratulations to the people of Australia. That particular album is doing so bad, only 50 people on that entire continent have bought it.
Why was
Are
one
you
of them?
Me? Woo! Only 50 people.
I was one of them.
49 people who were just curious, and one who actually bought it because he wanted it. Thanks, Dale.
We have to remember that.
It's a good okay album.
We have to remember that just because Australia is huge
album
in landmass,
molesting and raping people,
it doesn't mean there's a lot of people
what?
There. So we actually
the Blurred Lines album is awful.
There are a
lot
the
Blurred
of
Lines album. I thought you meant the Weird Al Yankovic album.
No, not the Weird Al album. I'm talking about the Blurred Lines album. That one sold only 50 copies total on the entire continent of Australia.
I thought you meant the Weird Al album. No,
Weird
I don't
Al's
have
great.
The Robin Thicke. I don't have the Robin Thicke album. I don't have the Thicke album.
The way you say Robin Thicke sounds like you're saying Rubin Thicke.
Well,
a little disturbing.
Well, I don't have a Robin Thicke either.
Yeah.
I heard Rubber Dick, so I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
This got dark fast.
Megan Fox. Megan the Vegan. Right, got it.
What?
Yeah, you missed that one earlier.
No, you made Rachel squawk, so that's okay.
I don't know if I'm old enough to hear this conversation.
I have no idea what's going on.
You've got babies, that's fine.
I have babies? No. I have Hellspawn. There's a difference.
There you go.
Did they hatch or were they birthed?
I'm pretty sure they hatched.
Oh, okay.
Yes. The answer is yes.
Indeed.
But yeah, I interrupted with that. I'm sorry.
No, we kind of interrupted you, so...
Right.
Okay. I don't know. I don't think I really had anything else geeky that I've
interrupt
done.
Interrupt the session?
It's been,
interrupt
well,
deception.
Well, no, I suppose that's one other geeky thing I've done, is I had a last minute, which is one of the things I was up late doing, a last minute commission from somebody who wanted... I've never done this before, but they wanted a pattern for the automatic sewing machine of... what they wanted specifically was they needed a... at maximum 4-inch tall figure of Rory and Amy from Doctor Who, because they had Doctors 10 and 11 and the TARDIS, but they didn't have Amy and Rory. So I spent several hours yesterday trying to figure out how to make one. And then I sent it to them. They're like, oh, these are fantastic. I love them.
Think and you went, yes, because I'm awesome.
Think you can put Rory in the armor. And I'm like, I really wish you told me that before.
Now? No.
I'm sorry. I found an article on in relation to Robin, the Robin Thicke 54 copies of the album sold. Just why that album exists just makes me want to.
Because someone did something. Somebody looked at it and went, that was a great
idea. Apparently, to get his estranged wife back. So, you know, that's that. Sold.
So, putting out a creepy record.
I'm going to write an album.
So. So what drunk guy at the frat party turned to him and go, yeah, if you want to get her back, I'll tell you what you need to
do. It also sold 530 copies in the UK.
Yeah, that's still tanking, but I'm slightly disappointed in the UK.
We're robbed with hope.
UK, you've let us down.
I'm disappointed in humanity as a whole.
24 million people in this nation. There's 24 million people in this nation. Out of 54 of them bought the album. Hammond, put that into a percentage, someone.
That sounds like math. I don't want to do
Hold
that.
Hold on. Yeah. I can do this. Hold on.
Right now. Sorry.
All right. What's the total number of people?
24 million, approximately. Yeah.
Oh, holy crap.
Shut up.
I think that's...
Holy shit.
Thousands, millions, right?
53. Is that right?
And then 50, how many people bought it?
54.
Holy.
That's 2.2 e to the negative 4.
I can't do math right.
I don't know what.
Percent.
0.00.
Yeah, I know.
Let's move on. Who's next? Math
point
is
zero, point 0.0000225. There we go.
Point .0002.
That's how it percentages.
Can I turn percent. That into a fraction?
You guys are killing my head. Stop it.
That's percent. That's percent, by the way.
Yeah. All right. So
I guess I should pick the next person to go, huh?
Yeah, moving on from Robin Thicke.
Yes. Well, because he's got to go today, too, I'll let Del go now. Tell us about the spider, apparently.
Let the Aussie win. Oh, wait.
No, there's no spider. I just thought I'd put something in the notes because I haven't really done much this week, so I just put I in the notes.
Oh, it's so elegant.
Hey, awesome. Yes.
Your education.
I took myself on a date.
Yay!
Hey, nothing wrong with that. On a date
this week, Ed went and saw Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, the movie. Cause I just want to interject the word "the" in that all. So. It's the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, the movie. I'm not clicking on your link, Rachel.
It's actually a completely normal link. It's not anything bad for once in my life.
We were talking about Robin Thicke, so, you know.
Did you?
It's not Robin Thicke.
Well played, Rachel. No, it's safe to click. It's fine.
Did you end up liking the movie?
Sorry, Alex?
I asked if you ended up liking the movie.
I loved it. There's a few places where it does slip. I mean, at the start, I just felt the humans were just, they didn't know what they were going to do with them. I got that stink off them. Mm. And then they turned good.
Master.
Yeah, it's one of those, we don't know what we're doing yet. Yes.
Well, I guess it's just like normal survivor syndrome. It's like, look, a survivor! Wandering in the woods.
Yeah, a survivor.
Who apparently completely freaks out with monkeys.
We're the last people, but somehow, some way, there's a whole entire city somewhere else. But I
looked at that and I got a very distinct Last of Us vibe. I wandered over, I leaned my friend, I'm like, look, it's the set of The Last of Us.
Where's one? Like, something with that set. It was just laying around.
But the ape thing didn't bother me. I mean, like you were talking about, that didn't really bother me. That was more of a sure that's a theater thing, more so than the actual movie thing. I understood what was going on. I liked the apes talking.
I love that entire thing. I love that they focus primarily on the...
Yes, I'm aiming for third base with myself, Budlong. Thank you for that.
Only third base?
He's not that lucky.
He's trying to keep it classy.
I don't know how you would go all the way home.
Cloning.
I don't know how that would...
Orphan Black meets...
So, talking about Planet of the Apes, so...
No, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to be good. I'm a good girl. Hi!
Planet of the Apes, huh? So...
Hi! But no, apart from it was absolutely fantastic, and therefore I have put the 2001, was it? Someone help me out here.
The Tim Burton one? 2001.
Original reboot. The Tim Burton one on my list to watch, just for terrible reasons.
Nice.
I haven't watched that one, but I hear that's awful. So.
The Tim Burton.
Oh, it's bad.
I'll give it a Tito score. I'd give it a 9. Like it was, it's exactly what you want a movie to be, like structure wise, and just as a continuation of a reboot. Or whatever that one was. A reboot and a sequel. A Robin Thicke. It's everything you want a Robin Thicke to be. Everything you don't want a Robin Thicke to be. Either way. No, I'd give it a 9.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the kind of movie where that I think that, that, you know, considering like structure and effort put into it and... You know, just method or story method. I think that other films should be judged on. To be honest, they don't have to be the same.
The story method alone.
Yeah.
Just. I mean, there was a bit of a boring bit that I don't really want to. I don't really want to spoil on air because that was a bit of a part where I was just like,
"Spoilers!
I don't want to." How to send this to you without even spoiling it?
Todd Train motorcycle.
Yeah, right. Yes.
The bit at the house. I'll say that.
Oh.
That was a bit boring. Yeah, that bit.
But well, that was a bit slow. But yeah, I think that maybe.
Oh man, now I'm spoiled on the movie. Now every time I see a house, I'm like, oh god,
it's still boring.
Feels like house. Ape diaper.
I think it's just because it was.
That was a different movie.
It felt like that.
Right.
That's the porn version you're thinking of.
I think that maybe it just felt that way because it was sandwiched between two action sequences that didn't really have a cool down. So it's not like either of the scenes.
Yeah, well, they could have cooled it down a lot better though. Like they could have cut out that whole 2.5-3 minutes or whatever it was.
I do agree. I think it should have been condensed. But I liked that.
Apart from that
was I liked the reason why they ended up going there. I liked when the
reason's fine. That's okay. But
I do agree that I think it needed to.
You could do all the
not quite hanging around there so long. It's like I get it.
Hanging around there is fine. Like everything surrounding that just. Chilling out. It's kind of like, oh, we got a break of film today. Let's just
like,
chill.
It's like action, dude.
Oh,
it's
shit, the cameras are wrong. Well, shit. Time to take a break. But no, that's it. Apart from that, the direction is beautiful. Like, all the sets are amazing. Just the whole...
Just all the little bits.
Yeah, I'd easily give it a 9.
Notice in the background, the little bits of emergent fans. Oh my gosh, when they're wandering through the very first set piece you see, and they're wandering around in it and showing you just all the little pieces, but they're not like being like, look at it! It's just things that are off in the background, stuff that people are doing, things that are being said or not said, things that are just happening off in the back. I'm like, this is perfect. This right here is what I wanted Transformers to be, except not about monkeys. But... this is what I want.
It's like Transformers, but not with monkeys.
Nah, that's Beast Wars.
But not with monkeys, or...
That's Beast Wars, and I don't want them to...
I'll say the opening...
I don't want them to touch that.
The opening montage kind of sets things up of what you really expected for the first scene, though.
Yeah, if Michael Bay touches my trunk monkey, I'm going to be pissed.
Far away from my beast.
That's not a euphemism.
Leave them alone.
See, Alexandra likes Beast Wars.
I did like Beast Wars. I grew up with Beast Wars.
No.
I got up at 5 a.m. and snuck downstairs to watch Beast Wars and Sailor Moon, and then I went back upstairs and slept for 4 hours.
I liked Beast Wars. I liked it.
Beast Machines was awful.
No.
Yes.
The question is, have you gone back and watched it recently, and do you still like it?
Yes, I have. And
oh, goodness. What's wrong with you?
Wow.
No,
CJ isn't alone.
Here's a fun thing that I
liked it. I liked it on that episode, if you recall.
Here's a fun fact about Beast Wars that I didn't know until recently, because I have a friend who's way into voice actors, because he's a voice actor, so he always looks up who does what in things. Do you remember Air Razor, the bird that was clearly a woman? In the Japanese version, she's a man.
Well,
so they dubbed her over with a guy's voice. So I'm sitting there like, just like, they didn't know. Or now, oh my god, what's the tiger's name? I completely forgot.
God, what was his name?
Oh,
Cheeto.
Cheetah. Yeah. I don't remember the tiger's name, but I'm like, so that either means that they made a
mistake. Snow bunny tiger thing.
Or this is now the first on-screen canon gay Transformers couple.
Nice.
Then later merged into one robot. So either the Japanese are being different in that aspect, or America is here.
Sorry.
What?
I love Rat Trap.
Rat Trap.
I love him.
Maximized.
But yeah, we can't forget that in the U.S. where she's a woman, that her and the tiger get merged together into one person.
What was his name?
I'm going to actually find that out.
At the same time, I did...
Whoa, shit. Whoops. Didn't mean to click that.
Tigatron! There we go.
Yeah, there he is.
Original.
Because that's original.
We didn't say they were original.
His name was Cheetor.
I mean, we have to make sure that the little... You know, the little kids can go to their parents and tell them what they want.
Exactly.
Merchandising.
Go, Mom, do I want the cheetah? And then they go in there like, oh, that looks like and says cheetah on it. No, it says Cheetor, but it's still a cheetah.
Business, numbers. Have we convinced you yet? I think we have.
So you see a cheetah come on screen, and it's named what? Cheetara? What?
Cheetara was
wrong movie or wrong show.
Yes, what was the name, though? What was I can't remember the...
Cheetor is the guy robot.
Yeah.
I should have foreseen this.
Yes, definitely. I want to know about the corn film that Budlong has filmed.
Oh, jeez.
the corn film?
Yeah, you may have missed that conversation.
You mistyped that.
Like the band or the produce?
No, neither. A typo of another word that ends with O-R-N and involves film.
Yes.
No, okay, after Budlong's done with his story, I'll
what letter does it start with?
Oh,
I've been pondering that precarious question all week.
Yeah, so, anywho,
it would be perfect if you could tell us about it.
Tell us about the corn film, yes.
Stop it.
Deep corn with somebody who may or may not have been in on the show.
Please don't give me nightmarish flashbacks of AMV Hell Zero, please.
Whew. All right, so
hot buttered corn.
What the fuck, Dale?
Dang it! I almost got to talk.
CJ, you're gonna ruin it. Shut up.
So I got my new light kit and I wanted to start using it. So I talked to Nathan, who, if anybody saw the comic interview from Pensacon, we interviewed some of the comics that are involved and artists and everybody else that are comics.
Oh yeah, I know that guy.
Comic artists. There we go.
Yeah, I used to work with him.
Nice. So he has recently gotten a lot more free time. So he wanted to shoot a short demo clip of a scene, essentially, just to give a concept for what he wants a film he's trying to write to be, but also to use as a demo because he acts as well. So we went to the middle of nowhere, 45 minutes from here, to a the middle of nowhere from Alabama. That's kind of crazy.
Next door.
Shut it.
Cornfield by chance.
A cornfield. Nice. I like how you picked out cornfield again. Nice. I didn't know those existed. So it was it looks like an abandoned abandoned building, because it kind of is.
I feel so safe about this idea.
Yeah. I have no.
And suddenly a 15-year-old guy comes out and wants you to illustrate.
Perfect.
Actually, an older guy who runs the property was there, and it was it was kind of creepy as you pull in, and there's
come
literally
into my car. I want you to illustrate this for me.
No.
No, that was my
warehouse.
Yeah, that was not my adventure. So
that was mine.
You can have all.
I don't
know.
All these creepy rape adventures overlap in my head, and it becomes a great film.
No.
No, this one is. It's actually a
dark corn film.
Oh my gosh! Can we please move on?
Starring Jared Podlong.
I finally got to use my tablet as a digital movie clapper, so the thing that they slam at the front of a scene to give you scene take and time and all of that stuff.
All that stuff.
I'm Budlonging it up again.
By the way, clapper? Did you
That's
say clapper?
That's like the best Budlong ever.
No, it gets better. So the it's just called Digital Clapper is the name of the app, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pulling it up now, so we'll see if I can talk and pull that up at the same time. So it's called Digital Clapper. Yeah. And the funny part is you can export the all the scene information. So scene, take, time, rating, and then email it to yourself. And the short URL is dclap.com/ some random string of numbers and letters.
And if you don't spell that correctly, it sends you to the Cream website for the other kind of clap, right?
Yeah. I follow the link. I don't try to type it manually.
Also digital clappers, but yes, carry on.
Right. So Blaze comes back to us talking about rape films. Great. Good timing, by the way.
Glad we could help.
Yeah, sorry? So it's actually pretty cool, though. I'm going to pull it up and at least show you guys real quick what it does. And I'm going to turn the volume down, otherwise it will probably blast your ears because it's freaking loud. All right. So I think we can see this on camera, maybe. Yep. And
yep.
Nope. Anyway.
Huh. 4, 3, 2, 1.
And it gives you all the info.
And we're live.
So it gives you all the cool stuff you may need. You can type in a full title and everything else. And then you get to rate your shoot. Oops. There we go.
Also, we might have to, in Rubber, where they had the hotel in the Outback.
Yes.
We might have to do a spin-off film from that.
Okay.
We might have to do a spin-off film from that hotel and call it
from that hotel.
Hotel.
You know where that hotel is?
Yes.
Is that where the trainees live in the Outback?
Yes.
That where they all are?
Yes. Where all of them are. They all shower with the door open.
Of course they do.
I mean, why not?
And have leopard print bedspreads, yes. Or curtains, or whatever that was.
Curtains.
And they read between the blurred lines, right? Just making sure about that.
Yes.
Sorry.
Thanks.
Feeling nostalgic. I filmed that until I think I got back at like 10:30 last night, so I started pasting all the audio and video back together, and I'll be editing that for unknown amounts of time. Hopefully not a terrible long time, because I want to get it back to the guys who worked hard to shoot it last night. So outside of that, I don't have anything new to talk about. I don't think it's all been around video recording and trying to learn that stuff. So I can try to start making some money off of it. So from here... corn films. Yay. And right after that, you have to go to dclap.com. I'll move on. Rachel, take it away.
Aww. You mean I get to go before the other Jared, which means he's going to be last.
Well,
we can't break
tradition because, we're losing two people today. We want to at least have some semblance of normalcy.
I can't believe you used that horrible word in my presence.
Normalcy?
N-word.
I meant for us. Like, yeah, he dropped our N-bomb, normal, guys. Not normal
totally
for...
Kill.
Wait, what?
Budlong just dropped an N-bomb.
Yeah, I did. I did.
What are we going to do?
Although, if you think about it, normal is kind of an average, and normal people would have one nipple. So...
I don't want to know.
I'm kind of glad I'm not.
Corn films. Rachel, go.
Normal people.
Finals.
That law. Your analogy.
Fuck
fails.
It all.
No.
Fuck it all.
We seriously need that song.
Shit anymore.
Oh, I am so over freaking finals. Let me tell you. And you can see me sitting here playing with papers. I'm actually playing with coupons because I'm trying to find a happy place because I don't have extracurricular activities to combat the retarded levels of murderous thoughts that I'm currently having at the present moment.
Fun. Oh, I need to find that link, don't I?
Rachel cannot deal with levels of stupid. And frankly, I would kill to have some semblance of normalcy. Yes, I can't believe I'm saying that. I would kill to have a semblance of normalcy in my house without drama and without bullshit, because I do not deal well with drama and bullshit. And as you can see, it's not against CJ tonight. Look at that.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You know, stuff and things.
Stuff, things, and possibly couponing.
Ooh.
Woo! Save me money. So no, I literally have one paper that I need to write, which is supposed to be my reflection paper on abnormal and normal speech pathology and development, which that should be a fucking barrel of monkeys and laughs, and shoot me now because I'm not looking forward to it. What else? And tomorrow, which is Friday, I will be taking my ethics final and my classroom management final, which I really would have to bomb my classroom management final to fail, considering I'm at a 98.25 for the class. So, But, yeah, I don't deal well with drama, and there's currently drama. I don't like drama.
Fair enough.
If CJ wants to discuss that, CJ! It's your turn.
No, I'm not going to discuss that because it's not really needed to be discussed on the show. However...
What? You don't need this drama? So get rid of the Oxford drama?
Any reason to play the electric violins once again?
And now we're banned in another country. Thanks.
Yay!
Germany!
Yeah, we're in Germany. You guys won the World Cup. Good job. All right, it is time for CJ's Angel Horn today. Still have yet to finish.
Oh, no sports ball references. Let's not get crazy.
I know, right?
Yet to finish season one. I got to... screw it. I got it. Freaking 20-year-old show now.
Spoilers,
yes. I got to the point where Doyle sacrifices himself and...
Oh my god!
Yeah,
spoiler alert. People die in Joss Whedon shows.
By the way,
why they
had to make that episode and fire that guy.
Yeah.
It'll kind of ruin your opinion of Doyle.
Yeah, it did just seem kind of really rushed and out of place, we still need to keep this shtick going, so Cordelia can have it.
It's like, okay, sure.
Yeah, why not? One thing I hate about the show, and it's the same thing I hated about till season four of Buffy, shooting day for night. I can't tell when Angel isn't allowed to go near windows half the time. Even when it's supposed to be nighttime, they talk about it all being nighttime. I'm like, there's the sun right out that window, right there. I can see it. It's right there.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Don't lie. Don't lie.
But TJ, a quarter inch thick pane of glass can protect you from UV radiation. It's okay.
But no, it doesn't work like that.
Crazy bitches in True Blood. That doesn't work that way.
I wonder if it is the UV radiation, if we decide that's what it is, or if it's just a sunlight in general, in which case you should be able to kill them with a flashlight to turn it like...
Like, okay.
I think it's the intensity of the UV light, not necessarily the fact that it's just there.
In a tanning bed.
Yeah, well, no, there usually are, like, I think Underworld did it, where they had the crazy, like, 3,000 candle light spotlight things, and they were using those.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it depends on the universe you're in. But
Vampire Rules, yay. Also, yeah. Yay. Where the unnamed Mook vampires touch their pinkies out in the sun and become dust. However, Angel and Spike can run into sunlight as long as their heads are covered.
Throw a blanket over them. Power resides in their hair.
Throw a blanket over them, and they're a canary, and they can run through sun. Just catch on fire. It's okay. They get better. But if Mook Vampire X touches his pinky into the sun, he instantly becomes dust.
Well, because they're younger, they haven't built up the resistance.
His vampire powers are in his hair.
Yeah, it's all the hair gel that they allow Spike and Angel to use.
Yes.
Right.
I'm enjoying the hell out of it. I'm actually enjoying, like, I have the benefit. It's a drawback and a it's positive and a negative that I've watched Buffy and then I'm watching Angel and not watching them side to side when they're out, because I can compare them directly to what they were then. So, like, using season one Angel versus season three Buffy, where they're supposed to take place right next to each other, season three Angel kicks the shit out of season three Buffy. So,
say that again. I just want you to say it again.
What, season three Angel kicks the shit out of Buffy?
Yep, thanks. Want to make sure you said it again.
One Angel, rather.
It doesn't matter. You can say any season, and I thoroughly agree. It's fine.
I mean,
say it again.
I admitted last week that I was wrong about the show. I'm still not sold on David Boreanaz being a sex god, but I'm enjoying the show.
Boring anus.
I just think he's an attractive male. He's a an Adonis, I think is the word for the perfect male figure.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I'm just...
No,
I'm
not enjoying that
guy. I'm enjoying the hell out of the show, though. The writing is much better than it was on Buffy. I really like the acting in episode... See, the thing is with Angel is they had the benefit of having the group already together and that they could work with each other, especially with Cordelia and Angel. They already knew each other. They could work. They could play off of each other.
Right.
And the new character got introduced with Doyle, and it took a couple episodes for him to actually finally be a likable-ish character. I did not like the first episode. Like, I really didn't like the pilot of that, because I'm like, wow, you are literally telling us what happened in the season three finale of Buffy.
Well, yes.
Essentially,
but it's
no, not essentially.
Yes, but they aired, you know,
right?
They aired that way.
It's called verbatim.
Well, it's also a hey, if you didn't like Buffy because it's about a teenage girl in high school fighting vampires, maybe you're gonna like this show. Let's give you some backstory. So
have some sex god who's really not all that sexy.
I mean, he's a good looking dude, but he's not like.
Really?
Okay, I will put it this way.
David Boreanaz would
not have me dropping my pants. Sorry.
No John Barrowman. Like,
gay man John Barrowman would have me drop my pants. It is what it is.
Speaking of stuff, actually, from 1998, I believe, is when
Dale Humongous
Woody.
Yes, that.
Yes, thank you, Dale.
Hold on a second. I need to verify something here really quick. But yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm stuck. I'm going to play through all of it. Or watch all of it. I'm really, really liking it.
Ha! Yes, I nailed it. Speaking of things from 1998, I'm playing Pokemon Yellow.
Woo! Okay. Nice.
The best Pokemon, in my opinion.
Does your Pikachu like you? Or did you shove it in a box?
No, I have not shoved it in a box. I did hack it with a Game Shark and gave him Surf because Surfing Pikachu is best Pikachu.
nice.
Also, Pikachu beat the hell out of Brock because of Surf. I'm on my bus and I'm like, I want to play something, but I don't want a ton of stuff on my phone because, yeah, it tends to overflow with all the podcasts and stuff that I do on it. Oh, this Game Boy emulator is low on memory, and also this ROM is low on memory. Yes, I know. Geek.io does not promote piracy. However, I pirate. ProXPN! ProXPN is a free, safe...
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is not a sales pitch.
I hate you so much. I thought we got rid of that.
I don't want to give you a sales pitch.
It is amazing.
Here's the sales pitch.
One of the shows on this network wouldn't be possible without ProXPN.
Yeah, really. A couple of them actually wouldn't be. I'm also still playing Pokemon X. So on my 3DS, I'm playing Pokemon X, and on my phone, I'm playing Pokemon Yellow. I'm like, wow.
Nice.
This is unique. I have to remind myself that I'm playing a Generation 1 Pokemon game, so even before, like, the Dark and Steel types were created. So, like, I'm trying to use Bite on a Psychic. Yeah. On a psychic Pokemon, and it's not doing anything. And I'm like, oh, right, that's still a normal. speaking of otakus and nerds and Japanese things, last weekend, Rachel and I got to cover MegaCon, Florida's largest anime convention.
Wrong.
Nah.
MetroCon, that's... CJ.
What did
Metrocon.
I say?
Nah.
Oh, snap.
MetaCon?
Oh, MegaCon. It's MetroCon. They put MegaCon in there.
MegaCon!
MegaCon is where... was Mega Man. Where you cover Mega Man. There you go.
Yes, MetroCon, sorry. We got to cover... We went last Saturday.
Long week, we'll put it that way.
Yes. Incredibly long week. So we got to cover that. I'm going to put the write-up of that up this weekend if something doesn't happen that I'm going to discuss here in a couple of minutes. So, yeah, that's coming this weekend. It was a lot of fun. We didn't spend a lot of time there this year, but I hope they invite us back next year, and then we will do all of the things.
All of the things?
All of the things.
All of the things.
You'll do all the apes?
No. Oh. There are no apes.
All the ape diapers?
Only man misties, sexy Marios, and hot chick dressed like Captain America.
What if we have Dragon Ball Z cosplay? Then you could have. Well, those would be monkeys or apes. What would we call them?
Apes.
Saiyans?
Yeah.
Well, no, they have tails, so they're monkeys.
Yeah, never mind. Sorry.
Wait, look at Budlong talking Japanese and not falling asleep.
What? I just don't do MMOs. I can handle anime.
Or RPGs.
RPGs. It's MMOs and Japanese RPGs. I can play regular RPGs.
Racist!
Totally.
I got my the annual review copy of Magic the Gathering Duels of the Planeswalkers, Magic 2015 this year. And oh yes, all of the good magic-y goodness is back. I'm also going to do some streaming of that and some other stuff, of course, if I don't have to make random travel tomorrow, because my boss comes to me today and says, after I get out of my meeting tomorrow at 11, I may need you to get on a plane with me at 1. We don't know yet.
Maybe have a suitcase tucked under your desk.
Well, I have the suitcase already packed. Rachel made me pack it.
Yeah, he walks in tonight. He goes, honey, I might have to give you a call at around 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, and then I'm going to need you to pack me a suitcase. And I went, excuse me? Pack your own fucking suitcase. I'll bring it up to your job.
So, yeah, that happened. I met the owner of my company for the first time today, and he almost threw coffee on me as well.
Nice.
I saved his coffee, though, so I have made a friend forever with the owner of my company because I saved his coffee. Also, I did not want to be burned. He comes and extends his right hand to me to shake my hand because, you know, like you do. Dale, that's what we do in America to greet each other. We don't pull knives on each other.
Okay, you just spilled coffee on each other?
Yes, but no, his hand like spasmed or something, like, and his coffee goes forward and like is in slow motion. My hand, which is half extended to grab his hand, swoops down, grabs the coffee in midair, and like I hold it up like I totally meant to do that.
I am gonna save you, coffee man.
He looks at me and goes, nicely done. I'm like,
you're welcome.
I'm like, no problem. Yeah, no problem.
Save my coffee man.
Yes, I am saving coffee man.
No, he is coffee man. The power to save coffee.
Excelsior, ow, that's hot.
Sentence, because it's your
guy. The ability not to burn himself, Excelsior.
And I looked at Bill Duran's Punish Props YouTube page today. And I kind of want to build a claptrap for Dragon Con. I kind of really want to build a claptrap for Dragon Con.
A claptrap, all right. You want to make some corn films when you're at Dragon Con? Okay.
Dragon Corn.
Oh! Really? I have to cut CJ off.
All right.
Because next week, because his birthday is coming up next month, so on the 21st, his birthday, first part of his birthday present is going to be here. I think I might have him open it on the show next week.
Ooh. Yeah, the show that me and Alex aren't going to be on, that one.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I have to replace you guys with something.
Listen
See,
to
you
it
know
live.
The difference is, oh. You want to know the difference is, Dale, I know you for this. Dale will actually listen to the show since he's not going to be on it, Bud Long.
Oh my gosh, I did.
Dale, I messaged you with what I got.
Oh my gosh, there
you
go.
Do you think he's going to be like all sorts of bouncing off the freaking walls?
Not sure. I mean, he has.
I'm getting claptrap.
Yeah, he has admitted particular things on the first show that I was.
Hey, do you?
I was on, so I don't know.
Where do you order Claptrap? Is that
at declap.com?
Yes, declap. All right. And finally, Jared Acevedo.
Who, me?
Yes.
You want to talk
what
to me?
You up
to?
What, you?
Basically, I've just been fixing all of the broken things.
None of our broken things!
Well,
yay!
Maybe one of your broken things. I noticed over the last few days that the feed hasn't been updating automatically. But maybe you didn't notice.
Oh, really? Huh. No.
You know, I hired a guy to make sure that handled for me. So
my thing updated. My thing updated perfectly fine.
We got a guy.
I got a guy, and apparently he's failing.
Yeah, well,
his name's Clamps. No wait,
Clamps. You want me to use the Clamps?
A clamp come.
No, it was either Monday or Tuesday. I can't remember now. It's all kind of a blur. That the company I used to work for, their web server / email server, bit the dust.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I mean, but I had backups, but we had to get them, you know, set up with a new hosting provider and a new server set up and all the data moved over. And as of about 10 minutes ago, the feed is now working. Because, I figured I should fix my website last since I'm just piggybacking on their server for free for fun. So all their stuff's back.
Well, you scratched their back, so your back is now scratched for a little bit longer, and it works.
I don't feel bad about it. I helped them get their server back up and running. And whether or not I get paid will be remain to be seen. But we'll see. So that's been pretty much consuming my time all the time. But I have been still working on Damon by Daniel Suarez. It's a pretty fun book. It's hard to go from Neil Gaiman to like anybody else.
Yeah, to anybody. Yeah,
because like
the only person that I'm reading through this is like,
man, his writing style is just kind of dry.
Would be, I mean, like later Song of Ice and Fire books, maybe.
Yeah.
Not the first one. Like we're talking like book 4 and 5, Song of Ice and Fire might be able to compare somewhat, kind of, sort of to Neil Gaiman.
Because. I don't know. It's I really like the concept. The story's fun. The characters are just boring. Like they're not fleshed out very well, and his writing style is just kind of dry and like overly descriptive. And I don't know.
Tolkien.
Well, Tolkien's not dry. He's just extremely overly descriptive.
He just really needs to tell you about that tree stump over there, like right now. You don't understand.
And George R. R. Martin needs to tell you about the meal that they just ate for 7 pages. So, you know, to each his own.
Because that meal is going to die, and it's going to die in the most brilliant way. I was about to read a
going to die in my belly.
But it's going to die the most, you know, awesome way ever.
And that's pretty much it. I haven't had anything interesting. I haven't got to watch any shows or do anything fun. But maybe now that the server's back up, I can do something fun tomorrow. And I'll have something to talk about.
Next week.
Next week on the Geek I.O. show. Tune in and find out.
A show that Alex and I won't be on.
Or you could send an email to feedback@geek-io.com and tell me what to do. Tell me what movie to watch, yes. What TV show to watch, what book to read.
I think we have multiple. Well, I've been told multiple times I have to listen to Night Vale. So
you should. It's good.
I've heard.
I've fallen way behind.
Night Vale.
You should catch up.
Welcome jump on the other Jared for this. He hasn't listened Night to it Vale? Either.
You're gonna love
jump
it.
Jump on the other Jared.
What am I
jump on the other Jared?
It's
the
audio
for their anniversary. They did 2 live shows and put them up on the air, which is good because normally you have to buy tickets to those. But they went, you know what? We're gonna make it super plot intensive, and for our anniversary, we're gonna post it up.
I'm confused.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who hasn't seen it yet.
We're talking about corn films and jumping on the Jareds. There we go.
Yes.
That's the name of our new corn film.
All right.
CJ, you forgot something.
What'd I forget?
You forgot to discuss our new toy that we have.
Awkward. Oh, my
toy. Look at your screen, you dingbat.
I'm doing other stuff.
Oh, okay. That one.
You know, you kind of host this show too, Rachel. You can talk too.
I don't host the show. Besides, that's your turn.
This is the talking.
Not MegaCon. While we were at MetroCon.
I just corrected you.
We're playing with Mega Man at MegaCon. Yep, got it.
We picked up Munchkin Pathfinder. Because we've mentioned many times that we are huge Munchkin fans, and recently I've gotten Rachel into Pathfinder, so I'm like, Munchkin and Pathfinder, let us do this, and it is awesomely fun and awesome and fun. It is more Munchkin, nothing wrong with that.
You win.
Yes,
ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nope, nothing wrong with Munchkin. I'm bringing some Munchkin to Dragon Con. And I'm going to make a bald man and a pregnant woman play Munchkin.
Hey, guess what? We've already played Munchkin.
Not like I played it.
Probably
strip
not.
Munchkin, baby. Strip Munchkin?
Probably not.
That's going to get real awkward real quick.
Have I ever told you guys about my...
Considering I'm really bad at Munchkin sometimes, yes. Yes, it will.
Have I ever told you guys...
His claptrap, so you know. Is that...
Yeah.
Have you guys ever told you about my trip to Dunkin' Donuts about Munchkins?
No.
Maybe?
I'm a bit nervous, okay. Though.
No. Yeah. I just reminded me. We're talking about Munchkins. So my wife had never been to Dunkin' Donuts, I don't think. And we were down in...
What?
We don't have them here. We just got one recently. We were down in Fort Lauderdale, but technically the Keys, but on our way back, we went through Fort Lauderdale. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ooh, Dunkin' Donuts, we're stopping there. So we stop at Dunkin' Donuts, and I can't decide what donut I want. So I'm like, you know what? Let's just order a box of Munchkins. It's fine. And then she's like, oh, what flavors do you want? And I was like, well, I mean, there's 20 in a box or whatever it is. I think it's 20 in a box. But they have five flavors. So I was like, hey, you can't split that up even. I don't like black Munchkins, so let's just get the other flavors. They're chocolate Munchkins. I know.
Just in time. Why can't we have Sakani or JJ on?
It was really funny, except I realized I said it out loud in public in a restaurant, and then I was like, ooh.
You didn't rap, bitch.
Yeah. Whoops.
Only out loud in a restaurant, but out loud in a restaurant in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
Well, which is sound. A...
No, it's mainly...
Get it right, bitch.
Can we go there here? Can we...
All right. Spoilers, racism.
Yeah. Racism. Watch out. No, there's a lot of people from Cuba, not necessarily black people. So
there's a lot of Hispanics, not so much on the black people. Jacksonville is more the black people part of Florida. And I'm not saying that trying to be racist.
No, you just mean population density.
No, from a demographic point of view.
Yeah.
I've done
research
on this.
Obviously, you've never been to South St. Pete, CJ.
Okay. One portion of a town versus an entire metropolitan area.
Okay. I was going to... There's...
Okay. Let's just put it this way. All of us would be the minorities there.
Anyway,
I completely derailed us, and I'm sorry.
I'm the minority wherever I go.
My bad.
All right. All right, so let's go ahead and do some break time, because after the break, we're going to get all sorts of sappy and shit and whatnot.
Sappy.
So,
will there be hugging?
Break time during the break, bringing music to us this week, is Dale's pick. What'd you pick, Dale?
I picked Google Chrome not working.
Fantastic. I've never heard that one before. Is it awesome?
That's my jam.
It is. That's my jam. I picked I Fight Dragons and their song With You off the album that I wish I had pulled up, but Sam
cool
is not.
Cool is just
song.
A number.
So, you know, there we go.
Do not try and judge me. Do not try and out I Fight Dragons trivia me. I am obsessed with them. Packy, I love you. I heart you. You are my BFF. All right, guys, we will return. Stay tuned.
In a bit.
You've all probably heard about Audible.com before. It's the world's leading provider of audiobooks. Through Geek.io, you can actually get your first 3 months for 50% off. That's only $7.49 per month for the first 3 months. That'll save you over $22. Now, if you're not sure what Audible is, or you're not sure you're even going to like the service, feel free to try that Audible Listener Gold membership for free for 30 days. Remember, that includes one free book. After that 30-day trial is up, your membership will renew for the normal $14.95 per month, giving you access to one credit per month, as well as member benefits. What's that? You say you're already a member? Well, feel free to follow our link anyway, and you can give us a little kickback every time you buy an a la carte book. Check out all the details at www.geek-io.com/audible. And again, we want to thank audible.com for their support of the Geek.io podcast network.
What's up, everybody? This is JD with How It Stacks. I'm here today to talk to you about Think Geek. We all know who they are. We all love what they sell, but the best way to get to them is geek-io.com/thinkgeek. Once again, we are proud to announce that Think Geek is a part of the Geek.io network, and the best way to get to their website is geek-io.com/thinkgeek. I am JD, and I approve this message.
If you love comics just as much as Megan Fox, then you'll love the Comic Alliance with your hosts, CJ Boat, JD, and Alexandra Scholl, right here on Geek.io.
Mm-hmm.
outside, rain is pouring down. Let's stay and hide. I say, what the hell? We've got things to do, we might as well stay and rebel. Maybe we will be everything we say. Maybe all that we dream will fade to gray. Either way, I will stay with you. Bills, earn your daily bread, take all your pills. We say, look around at the heart of things, share what you found, stand your ground. Maybe
Hi-Fi Dragons with you off of their 2009 album, Cool is Just a Number. That is no longer on sale, I don't believe. So go check out Kaboom on Amazon.com. $10. Geek-io.com/Amazon to get over there if you want to help us out a little bit. But that's not a sponsor that we had this week. But they're still kind of a ish sponsor. You can reach this show at Twitter.com/Geek-io Show, Facebook.com as well, Geek-io Show. And gplus.2/geekionetwork, our site, which of course has everything you can want, and now an updating mega feed once again, is at geek-io.com, and you can reach us feedback at geek-io.com. We are still taking anonymous listeners across the network to find out what you like and dislike about all our shows.
It's because he's taking a hiatus. He thinks he doesn't have to read the intermission thing anymore.
What is going on with Sam?
Crikey. All right. We're still taking an anonymous survey.
Woman squishy.
What is going on? Yeah, I was hearing about 9 different things of myself, and apparently no one else was hearing me, so that's fantastic. Do you like that, though? Do you like when I hear 9 different versions of myself and you don't hear anything? Let us know via our anonymous survey that we're still undergoing in our show notes. That's what I was trying to think. Tell us what you want or don't want for our shows. It helps us better understand you as a listener and how we can have better shows, because we produce the shows for you. I mean, if we did a show that we liked, it'd be, you know, it'd be stuff that we want to listen to, not necessarily what you want to listen to. So please take a few minutes to...
Movie night.
Yeah, no one wants to listen to that ever.
I love
you. Yes, please. There's a short survey and a long survey that you can take. I like the long one because, you know, that's just how I roll. It can be found in the show notes, the bigger the better. The show notes for each episode. Thank you.
And as well,
I'll try and get Sam working again. I'll let you guys know how that goes.
Or not, if it doesn't work. Also, if you want to let us know how we're doing, a better way, the more you enjoy what we're doing, is our Patreon page over at patreon.com/geekio. patreon.com/geekio. I mean, do you want us to stop playing ads during the middle of the show and just thank you guys for being our friends? We can do that. We'll do that. Just head over there. And we'll stop having Bud Long tell you that it's not a sales pitch. We need to find the archive of that.
Look,
I've got it.
I don't want to give you this sales pitch.
I don't delete that stuff. It's there somewhere.
He's frantically deleting it as we speak.
Click, 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 clickety, click, click.
It's okay. There's a copy somewhere.
Always.
It's the internet. Shit never goes away.
Right.
Internet is forever.
Trust me, I know, I've tried.
Please remember that when you put things on Facebook, especially if they're crimes. So you will not believe the amount of people who keep getting arrested because they post things on Facebook.
We're
and then
crimes.
When the cops show up, they're like, I don't understand how you found out.
So like, you know you want
it. On Facebook, you idiot.
Speaking of all the horrible things we've all done on the internet.
Geek out.
Was it really
the
loud?
Audience is now deaf from Budlong's geeking out.
How what?
You.
What? You.
I'm sorry, was that really loud?
That was incredibly loud.
I don't know what happened there. I'm really, really sorry.
What?
I don't know. I'm really, really sorry.
What? Yeah, that's a reach around and a half.
Whoa.
All right, so as we said at the beginning,
I'm close to myself.
It is Dale and Alexandra's last show. Now, Alexandra has only been with us since episode 59, and yes, I've went back and looked. For the record, episode 59's title was Steal His Pants and Hide Him in the Bush.
That was for me.
There you go.
Because I was talking about Skyrim, I remember.
While we have not had her on for very long, and we have not pulled any amazing clips from her because she, unlike the rest of us, is reserved enough to know when to shut her face. During episode 59, I want to point out that this is when I brought up Pathfinder characters for the first time. The Once More With Feeling episode of Buffy. The first Skyrim update from Alexandra, obviously.
Oh, God.
Forcing CJ to child slavery. Budlong's new shotgun came in, and he put a dead cat on it. And Dale was depressed. The show title candidates for that week were The Hostess with the Mostest, Filling Jared's Space, Babies Being Born to Masturbation Jokes, Shameless Plug Ahoy, Download Your Butt for Free, Whips, Whipped Cream, and Douche Canoes, Nerds Are Us, Accidentally a Cannibal, I Can Make a Dead Cat, Chasing Down with a Boomstick, and Tasteful Angles.
As long as they're tasteful angles, that's fine.
Yes. In the bathtub, if I was recall that correctly.
I believe so, yes. We were talking about Netflix raising prices as well during that show. So
Well, yes. Oh, this is also the Winter Movie Smackdown full the awards show was that one too.
Yes.
Man,
you're totally not doing this impromptu at all, ever.
Yeah. There was Man, Baby, and Baby Man.
I don't remember
that's
that.
What you wanted to be.
Sure.
So, Alex is off to do some work, real world work, away from this show. It is sad. Just started getting used to having another woman on the show abusing me above Rachel and Dale.
I'm the nice one.
Yes, you are, and I love you.
And that's
you're
why
the only
have
person on this damn show that likes me.
No, she just makes it really good.
I don't.
Giggity.
I don't pretend to like you. If I don't like somebody, I tell them I don't.
So, I mean, don't feel bad, though. She will be still on the Comic Alliance with us. She promised.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So, please don't leave the Comic Alliance. I don't want that thing going until 6 o'clock in the morning the next day. I will straight up yank the friggin' electric out of this house if he does that to me.
JD wasn't on this last episode because he was off totally not with Budlong making a corn film.
Hey, that wasn't the same thing. It wasn't the same.
But no, I disagree because you both were completely
you
unavailable.
See, you really did make two different
auditions.
Films.
Corn, not that other word that Rachel
I didn't
said.
Say
I said auditions. So get your geek.io/fiction ready now.
Yeah, I know. Get on that. Add that to the fan fiction.
Let's not do that. That was a terrible idea.
Please don't.
Please forget I ever said that.
Let geek.io.com be the only place that Rule 34 does not apply.
Except for Sonic Sex Comics.
Ah, crap. We ruined it for ourselves. Yeah.
Thanks, CJ, for that one.
Well, CJ, think about it this way. You have about 20 more weeks with me before I go into my internship. At that point, I might have to evaluate if I can do this anymore.
Yeah, I know. Then it will be a total sausage.
You essentially have half a pregnancy with me remaining on the show.
Oh, wow. What's the timing for that?
What?
Yeah, holy fuck.
Because that would be Alicia's 15 weeks right now, so... That's early January is when I'll be dipping out for a little while as well.
It's the jazz. It's the jazz and CJ show.
The jazzy CJ show. We can
finally talk about webcomics and we can finally talk about webcomics and Final Fantasy.
Yeah, and you should get Andrew Allen to do a theme, and it'll be the jazzy CJ show.
Jazzy CJ show.
It'll be fun.
So, Alex, on a serious note, dear. You brought definitely something unique to the show. No, I'm not. I didn't prepare anything for this, so I'm completely speaking from the heart here. You brought something unique to the show. You came in, like, we were already together. We were already almost 100 shows in, if not over, between Tadpole Tech and Geek.io and Rant and Review and all that stuff. And yet you somehow came in and immediately put yourself into a place where you felt like you've been here forever.
Oh, thank you.
And you were also the only person on here that would be willing to talk games with me because everybody else on here is lame about that.
Aww.
But
not it, lame. Yeah, really, I just don't have time to game anymore.
Shut up, lamer.
Gaming? What is this gaming you talk about?
You have an excuse.
I remember this gaming. I think I liked it.
It was before things with diapers came around.
Yeah.
Nice.
But, you know,
now he's got a boy. Now it's a different type of game with diapers.
Yeah.
Whoa.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No, excuse me. I am not saying anything perverted. If you have a son, you have to play Dodge the Peeper when he has to pee. It's a fact.
Our son christened our entire sectional, like, within days. In one go. We took off the diaper, and he started, like, a sprinkler head on one end and just went all the way around the corner and hit every cushion. It's freaking ridiculous.
He just hasn't quite done that yet. Just the wall and his changing table.
You have to. We learned the secret technique of open, close, wait for the warmth.
Yeah, open
and
peak,
then change
close,
the diaper.
Open, peak, close.
Right.
Because spoiler alert: if you ever have a boy, you can tell when he's about to pee. That derailed quick.
Sorry, he's being all sentimental.
I don't have anything really to play for you other than just a deep, heartfelt thank you for the last almost 20 episodes of being really fantastic.
Aw, thanks.
This is all right.
Yeah, don't you feel bad for leaving now?
Time for everyone.
Yeah,
that's all we
have. Because after today, we're not talking to you anymore.
Yeah,
except every other Monday.
Every second Tuesday.
Every second Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right, and now on to Dale.
This is why I bought a fresh box of Kleenexes right here.
Dale. Officially joined us on episode 34.
Yes, as a full-time host.
Fabulous in Alabama. Is the show title. The other candidates for that show title were Don't Spoil the Journey for Me, Not Afraid to Watch to Dry Not Afraid to Watch to Dry on Body Parts, Shameful Plugs as opposed to Tasteful Angles, School in Balloons, What Does the Science Fox Say, and Share the Meth.
Well, that certainly dated that episode, don't we?
I remember that episode too, because that was Eric and Dale, it was just Rachel.
Me and Rachel, and I'm like, Dale, come on, please.
And Jared shared his fantastic news on that episode.
Yeah.
By the way.
It just so happened to work out that Jared came on halfway through, exploded the news, and then when...
Exploded the news.
And when that's when Dale came
on the news.
And when the news exploded is when Alexander came on full time.
That's how baby.
Yeah, I've been.
And that's how Geek.io spawns.
Not as asexual as you think.
Before you
joined us on episode 34, you of course did Dale's reviews for us. With our rant and reviews, because we would always watch them at really weird hours or recorded hours that you happen to be at school. So, and also, starting with episode 34, brought our favorite, my favorite at least, part of the show known as the Dale Bomb. This time, I'm going to do every single Dale comment we have in the box.
Wow.
Including his,
tuck
last,
in everybody.
Dale, his last Dale's review. The entire bit of it. So, ladies and gentlemen, 6 minutes of Dale Campbell. Hold on, let me make sure I'm going to play this. 6 minutes of Dale Campbell.
Go. Yes, the temptation is always there. Of course, leave it to Dale to point out the knobs.
Whack a few bits and boobs.
All right, I'm going to say something with my face like this, like facing testicles. Facing testicles.
My throat hurts because trainees in the outback.
It's intermission time. That's time for that life. Stretch.
Put that cookie down now.
Family shows for the mature bumpers. I want that in my ear holes right now. Yeah, that's a reach around and a half.
Now there's a breakfast I want to enjoy.
Jeez.
I'm on the internet. Look what I can do if I really want to. I'm going to spam people.
I wasn't disappointed by the subtle Cajun cock.
It's been a fortnight since I've been on the show.
It can be silly.
Tell her likes a wet package.
In the 1990s, right? Time to get some balls.
Hello, everyone. And welcome to the part of the show where the Geek Eye crew handed over to me to put the rant and review in my own style. This week we did The Color of Magic. And this is going to be really short because
3 minutes of it.
I did not make it through this. You know what? This is the first movie, well, first thing that we've watched, because we've watched things in the past. We can classify them as a thing that I got through, like The Ginger Dead Man and UA Bowl and Video Game Month. I could get through all of that. But I could not get through the rest of this. I made it to halfway. Give me some points. I need some points.
2 points.
3.5
trainers. there's just a lot of things wrong with this. Mainly, and this is my only point, because I'll make this very quick.
Not so
this
quick.
Movie is very flat. And upon the flatness, you have this overexciting score.
And then suddenly, Dale has walked to the other side of the room.
And then just, you have the commentator, and then this flat, and then just, no.
What's going on?
No. I didn't. No. I couldn't do it. I'm very sorry, John. I could not watch this to save my life.
Sleepy anyway. Gale, by the way. Best Gale.
There's not much more to go from that. I will do a full written review and put it up on the site, so don't worry. But I just wanted to check in to tell you that this is the first time ever that I have not made it through a thing that we have watched. And I do feel bad for that, and I am so sorry. It's the flatness, it's the overscore, and the commentary throughout the whole movie. My rating, I give this movie a trainee. That is all that it gets. It gets one trainee. That's it. Because it ticked all the wrong boxes. Yes, take that analogy and run with it. All right, everyone. You can find the full written review that I'll put up. You can find that at
that URL that doesn't exist.
That link does not exist.
That is not the link.
Nothing to see here. Dale's nothing to see.
Dale's review still exists. It's just not at geek-io.com/Gale.
Gale's reviews.
Who's Gale? Is that who's replacing Dale?
That's
yes.
Replacement, apparently.
She's going to sound a little like this! Oh my gosh! Oh, I'm Gale Dameron!
Include 20 going to be 26 episodes of Terrible Tuesday Movie Night. And how many Dale's reviews did I do?
15? That was the last one.
Out of the 41 horrible movies I have seen, The Color of Magic is the only one I haven't got through.
That is impressive. You've watched some shit, dude.
Room. A movie called The Worst Movie Ever. The New Red Dawn. Catwoman.
Ugh. Yeah, basically, movies. Catwoman, dude.
I have to say, even I'm impressed with the fact that you actually got through Catwoman. There is no fucking way I could do that.
The Lone Ranger?
Yeah, all 17 hours of The Lone Ranger.
Ding, 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 ding.
I just want to put that out there. I could not tell you any context for half of those clips either. I could maybe give you some context. The throat hurts one.
Wait a second. I want to point out something here really quick. Yeah. The show that Dale joined on is the show right before we started the Winter Movie Smackdown. And the show that Alex joined on is the one where we ended the Winter Movie Smackdown.
Nice.
It's a magical time of year.
No, I've been on the show more than that. I did the whole reviews thing, and then I was a host a couple of times. And then there was the rent and review thing.
That is the episode that you first joined on really with full-time, minus a couple weeks here and there because of finals and shit. But, you know, Dale, aside from adding a sexy accent to the show, I mean, it is really going to be hard to do the show without you. I'm not going to lie. You really, you provide, whereas Alex provides the sanity of this show, you and I work so well off of each other.
Yeah, definitely.
we tend to set each other up for horrible, horrible jokes that we know we should regret, but the fact that we shared them together makes me not regret a single thing I've ever said to you or with you.
That basically describes your relationship with Dale in general.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. I've started saying that, but it is the thing is Dale and I mean maybe outside of Jared, I mean, Dale and I have this timing that seemed to work so well with each other. And
I'm
don't
glad you
know
went a different direction with that. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Oh, dude, no, I absolutely love Dale. I really and truly do, dude. I love you so much. I really do. Dale is one of my best friends, and I'm not even saying that because I'm on the air. He knows he's one of my best friends.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And like, not being able to sit and talk with him like this every week, it's really going to lose something for me.
Mm. He's going to replace you, Dale.
I know. No, it's fine. No, dropping back full time, there might be opportunities where I might be able to pop back on here and there, like weeks off, like, you know, study weeks and that sort of thing. And I might be able to pop up, you know, we have a week, there's 2 weeks. They're separated.
Well, we still have to do our Orange is the New Black thing. So
I know. I've been.
You guys are going.
I know. I've been horrible.
I have been so stupid busy too. So yeah. That's not even a thing.
I know.
I've been saving my CEO's coffee. I've been trying to learn a whole bunch of stuff.
I got a coffee.
Last minute packing of
Rachel's
a suitcase.
Been busy as crap. Yeah, last minute packing a suitcase, getting yelled at by Rachel. I mean, that's not including what all Rachel's done, and Rachel wants to join us on that too, so
Rachel's had no life lately, but that's kind of to be expected. I actually slacked off for almost 2 weeks worth of work, but I was 2.5 weeks ahead, so it wasn't a big deal.
It wasn't too bad, and that's a big thing too. I had to sit down and kind of go, alright, let's kind of figure out what I can do, because my problem last semester was, and that's why I kind of, there was a part where I disappeared for a while, and I might be stepping on the next segment here where I've got a few announcements to make, but that I had to sit down and go, all right, what is going to be my podcast load, what can I manage, and it just turns out that I can podcast load. what can I manage? I committed myself to too much, and it got too much, and unfortunately real life sucks, and it really does. Yes. And I have loved every single moment on this show, because it has been, I feel like I can be myself, most myself here, and be this goofy, be more like me in real life. I'd be this goofy, just says things and don't really care if they get me in trouble. Like, I have to share an email that I got from about my particular rating system that I use. So I'll share that off air this last week. Maybe I'll talk about that on my diary show, maybe, but I'll share that email off air. But it's just, I can do whatever, you know, not whatever I want, but, you know, say whatever comes to mind and have no regret. If I throw jokes out there and they don't stick, then I don't care. So, but yeah, I've been on Geeko since episode 3, and, you know, been bouncing back and back. I was a listener of the former incarnation of this show as well. So I've been...
That which shall not be named.
Quite possibly the only listener of that, but that's okay.
No. Jared Azevedo listened, and I brought him on full time. Jared Budlong listened, and I brought him on full time.
Like, right.
Noticing a pattern here.
We got some people.
Blaze, I'm looking at you.
Let's rewind.
Want to be on a podcast?
Yeah.
And I didn't really have any friendships or relationships with anyone at the time, and I feel like having a show that I can be myself on kind of develops these friendships and develops these relationships organically with a lot of synergy and while we broadcast our webinars. But anyway, TJ, it's my last show. I have to make a lasting statement, but that's all right.
Business, 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 numbers, 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 numbers. Yes.
Yes, I'm convinced.
All right. So anybody else want to say anything else to Alex or Dale before we get on out of here?
Alex, we'll miss you. It was short but sweet. Dale, you're putting more workload back on me, and for that I'll never forgive you.
And then Budlong's gonna leave because he's having a baby. So who's so gonna then, do the work?
So the workload goes, I don't know, either another Jared or to CJ. So we'll see how that goes.
We'll see what happens.
I honestly don't think we could find another Jared that would be willing to put up with CJ as much as you have.
Pretty hard.
That being said, Alex, I haven't been able to hang out with you and talk to you nearly as much as some of the other people around here, and because most of the time I was off doing school stuff.
Okay.
It has been a pleasure, and I've had an absolute blast with you, and it's fun to have somebody who kind of torments CJ in her own way without being as aggressive as some of the other people on this podcast, Dale. Not that I would name names. Budlong.
Dale.
Yeah, Budlong, my eternal nemesis.
I gotta have a role somehow, right?
You can save no one for that, but you'll then.
Yes.
I only know little bits and pieces, so good luck, and hopefully you'll come back and abuse them every once in a while.
Thanks.
Because
I'll see if I can.
You're the only chick on here. And Dale, I love you.
Yeah.
You're the only person that I can tell stuff to that'll be like, ooh, CJ's getting lost.
Yeah, I know.
And be like, ooh, and make him be like, what am I getting? Because I know I'm going to get it later. What do you get me? And he'll do it when I'm half asleep. He'll be like, what'd you buy me? He'll be like, shit, fuck off, nothing. Because he knows I can be honest with him when I'm tired. And frankly, fuck you, CJ, I'm not going to tell you. And you don't know where the emails went. You don't know where the emails went.
I'm okay with this.
And when is the cloud? Right. Oh, you can't delete it. No one knows how the cloud works. Spoilers for Xbox coming out this weekend, by the way. That movie is atrocious.
Monday, he will at least know, kind of, sort of, but that's okay.
Hmm.
You've got so much on your plate. I am incredibly proud of you, Dale. You work your ass off on all levels. And the reason that you are taking the time away from this and stepping down from this, and as well as your own endeavors, is because you're bettering yourself. And I understand completely because, like I said, he's got probably 20 weeks before I have to make a decision for myself as to what I'm going to do with you guys too. And I'm not looking forward to that. But I know that I can always send you a message or randomly, 2 o'clock in the morning, message you and say, I love you, Dale, and I'll get a response.
There you go.
So you I will harass online all the time because it's fun. Yeah. But I will miss you.
Online harassment.
And I'm not nearly as crazy as some people that we happen to have dealt with in the last year, yes, semester.
That is another thing I really want to sincerely thank you for, Dale. There was a part, there was a very bad time in the last couple of years that Geek.io almost very, very abruptly ended because of my own stupidity, admittedly, and not even a joking matter. I made a mistake, and it almost led to me giving this entire endeavor up. I really and truly almost just completely dropped it and said, you know what, if this is the shit I have to deal with, it's not worth it. Dale and Rachel on a Skype call one night were the only people that stopped me from completely canceling the site and completely shutting everything down. So in reality, Dale, this wouldn't be what it is without you.
Oh God. and I'm not even joking about that.
Grab your tissues.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, no, they're still here.
I'm gonna make Dale cry.
I'm trying to make jokes so it's not as sad.
Not that hard.
Or happy. However.
Yeah, we usually end up doing something like really ridiculous afterwards. So let's go ahead and wrap this shit up.
Because we're getting all sentimental and shit, and this is just not us.
There are way too many deals in here.
Oh, the
feels. So, thank you. I want to say to Alex, by the way. I want to say it's been short but sweet, like Wedlong said. It's been absolutely amazing, and the different dynamic that you What?
I think they keep commenting on your stature, Alex.
Oh.
That is not really? What we were saying.
I'm kind of tall. For
really? 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 Yeah, there we go. I don't know. But no, a different girly dynamic, and it's sad that two girls are leaving the show today, but
Aww, Rachel will be fine. Girls.
Bunch of girls.
That just means I have to be stuck being one of the guys again. Well, fuck. All right. Well, let me say my piece so that we can wrap it up. Dale. You bring the magic and you bring the Australian to this show.
Oh.
And we love you for it. You were always Katie's favorite. You should just know that.
Oh, really? Aww.
Yes. Aww. It's like, oh, I love Dale. He's so sweet. Whatever that means.
Whatever that means.
So it's been a lot of fun, and I know you'll still be around. So you come here as often as possible because we love you, man. And Alex, you were just here to replace me while I was gone, so.
He said good riddance. Holy crap.
And see.
And that's
it. Get the hell out of here.
No. I'm glad you're leaving. You make me look bad because you're so good at this. And you've been doing it so much less than I have.
It makes me
a little jealous. I'm not gonna lie. So, I'm sure you'll be great on the comic.
Thanks for that. And
we'll be listening to you there. And go read Dr. McNinja if you haven't already. That's my webcomic recommendation.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh God! Don't get him started. There you go. That's Dr. McNinja. Dear Lord.
All right.
And on that note.
Oh, I was gonna say we've beat this episode to death, so I have one more thing to say.
Yes.
Okay, put the corpses on the sofa.
No.
Ladies first.
All right, and like I like to do, hey Rachel.
Uh huh.
Who's coming on next week?
He who pukes in bushes. Aw, at least he was kind enough to puke in the bushes. We got to give him that much. We are having Andrew Allen coming back to promote his new superhero album.
I want nothing more. Yes. What is it? Dual identity? Double identity?
Secret identity.
Secret identity.
We're not giving CJ any more things to promote today because he's fucked up both times now.
Whether disc 2 stickers are on disc 1 and the disc 1 stickers are on disc 2. Yes.
Special collector's edition.
Crossover edition, yeah.
I want nothing more than him, and I hope he listens to this because he tells me he listens to the show. I want nothing more than him next week to come on and go, I am the one who pukes!
I'm vengeance, I in the night. I'm that Taco Bell burrito you had yesterday.
6 Taco Bell burritos in an Office Max parking lot.
An Office Max parking lot.
Shame, yeah. Right. Burritos.
And if anybody looks at my icon now, it is...
Woo-hoo.
The Summer Movie Smackdown Update.
Who is that?
that is Daryl, almost a Dr. Shaler's interpretation of me as
one of the snowman guy. Yeah, that guy.
So
Ooh, and
yes.
Thorna.
Hey.
he was going for Oaken, and he goes, "I inadvertently drew you. I hope."
Because
CJ wishes he was that buff.
Yeah, I really like do. Mr. Clean.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, why? All right, so there's no witty retorts this week, so it's week number 11, and the leaderboard is Jared Azevedo at $16.7 million, myself at $13.1 million, Dale made some money and is at $9.1 million, Jared Budlong is $7.8 million, Rachel at $4.6 million,
and Daryl is still trying to grab my ass.
Yes, Daryl is riding up on Rachel's butt at $2.2 million.
Hey,
this plane.
Sorry, Annie. I know you listened to this show.
There's plane sectate and the Anarchy movie coming out this weekend. There you go.
Yes, the Purge and the Purge.
Purge, that's what it was.
And the planes, the fire and rescue. That,
yes.
I still haven't bought my wild card. I really need to find something, don't I?
Yes.
Neither has Bud.
Or you could be like Budlong and win the entire freaking thing last time without buying a wild card.
Yeah.
Look at the list of movies.
It didn't happen during winter, though. It didn't happen during winter. It was last summer. So we'll see how it goes this time. It's not looking good.
That whole Man of Steel thing that it got really cheap.
Last summer we didn't have a wild card.
No, that's right. No, we didn't.
But I still did it
in the winter because we all decided to play conservatively on the winter one, and everybody wound up with like $60-something left over.
I didn't.
All right. So, up on the site this week,
dun, dun, dun.
Is rebooting.
Hello. Yes, I'm rebooting things. Yay. Woo. I've gotten that odd. It's time for a reboot already? Question mark.
It's
yes,
Spider-Man all over again.
Spider-Man all over again. Yes. On considering podcasting stuff, I am going to be doing two shows that I am going to commit to Geek.io, since I'm not going to be on this one. I'm going to be doing Terrible Tuesday Movie Night, popular demand. Woo! Everyone wants it back, so it's coming back.
I love Terrible Tuesday Movie Night, seriously.
It's coming back on the 29th. I almost said 27th, and that's not a Tuesday. That's a Sunday.
Well, it's Tuesday somewhere, right?
Not a Tuesday at all.
Tuesday the 29th, it's coming back. And Generic Live Show is getting a retweaking.
Generic Live Show?
Yes, Generic Live Show.
By the way, Dale's best trolling of management chat with that one.
Yes.
Generic live show?
Yes.
That's right. It's getting
a lot of random crap that happens in management chat. Just putting that out there.
It's getting a
reboot and a kind of reworking. It's going to be a weekly show every Wednesday morning / afternoon / night.
Wednesday. Coming soon.
Wednesday. Around the world.
Premiering on what day is that coming out? Just putting what day?
Wednesday the 6th of August.
Woo! It's my birthday.
Around the world. It's the same. Oh, there you go. Maybe you can be the first guest.
Oh, CCJ.
It's 8:30 in the morning.
I'm
going
to miss you too.
Aww. Yes, I will totally be there at 8:30 in the morning.
8:30 in the morning Eastern Daylight Time, 1:30 GMT, and 10:30 Trinity Time. Eastern Trinity Time.
You just broke my brain. Thank you. I needed that.
Eastern
Trinity. Rather than
speaking
Western
of tranny time, the Comic Alliance episode 2 is up, and we talk She-Hulk.
You made a second episode?
Yeah.
Awesome.
We talked a lot of She-Thor and or Thorina, which I've decided to call the show Thorina.
No, Thorita.
Because I saw Thorita on there, and I'm like, that's great. But yeah, we talk some Thor and we talk some other stuff over there. Real Insight covers the World Cup and sports ball type things. The Android Realm gets down on all fours.
Yeah, awesome.
Hey.
How it stacks, stacked Stargate and Stargate the movie and season one of Siga One.
Also,
and it's up right now.
That's SG1 for anybody who's a little confused on the audio podcast who can't see my notes. That doesn't make sense. Please move on.
You can't see your notes on the visual.
I know.
Yeah. I can't see your notes either.
Listen, I said move on.
All right. Raul streams the Manti Chamber on the Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/geekioshow. And I do have to bring up the bad news before moving on. And right now, as it stands right now, Disney Geek.io is on a long-term hiatus, at least until after Dragon Con. I am going to have to reevaluate everything with Disney Geek.io after Dragon Con. And between now and then, there's no way I can think about doing another podcast. So at least until after Dragon Con, Disney Geek.io is on hiatus. And on the Chef Wonder side, Dale is recording
everything other than the tube shows that I mentioned. Yes,
is dropping everything, dropping the 17 other shows that he was doing.
Aww,
well, okay. I'm gonna shut up. Well, I don't want to break the theme now that you guys have fixed it. I'm not going to break it.
It's the gallery's in. It's fine. The feed handle.
No. If I stick to two and can do two really well, I can fill the other space with
holes.
With diary shows, which will be fun. I've picked up my diary show. So, chevron.squarespace.com. For diary goodness. Awkward.
Rachel.
What is that noise? Someone chainsawing
in your house? Like a weed there, or
the spider with the chainsaw is coming back.
It's revenge of the spider. Also, please remember to visit our Patreon site over at patreon.com/geekio to help with small monthly donations. If you think we're worth $5 for all the fabulous content that we give you, your site calls, whatever you want to, we'll give it a shout out at the top of the show. And if you do $10 or more, we'll read a Twitter link post for you.
We can be heard on Stitcher Radio, Swell.am, and iTunes, as well as other podcast aggregators. If you're going to search for us, look for Geek.io or Geekspace.io, depending on the place. Try both. See if you can find us. If they have a way to rate us, please leave a rating. If it's a weird place that I've not mentioned, let us know. We'll mention it. And if you give us a review, we'll read it on the show. Thanks.
Absolutely. Now, for the last time, Dale reads the show title candidates.
Oh, God. No last edition.
Hold on. Dramatic music once again because it's amazing. Hold on.
Loud noises.
Playing Budlong. Sorry.
Today's show title candidates were He Did It With All the Monkeys, Speaking Ape, Dorothy's Adventure to the Center of the Earth, Robin Thicke, Ape Diapers, Transformers Without Monkeys, seeing a theme here, anyone? Cornville, Stuff, Things, and possibly Couponing. Saving Coffee Man. Jumping on the Jareds. Exploded the News. Dale Campbell. And Different Girly Dynamic.
Thank you, Sam. I fucking hate you.
And I'm gonna say something with my face like this, like facing testicles.
Wow.
This is the reason why I'm so thankful I have a mixer now, because Sam fucking sucks.
You just have to use it right.
We're just gonna randomly pick another song
You'd like to take his face?
In there because, oh, you weren't playing it.
Yes.
Perfect. So, yes, that is that. Those are the show title candidates. For those listening on the audio podcast, you know what the show title is.
Yeah, I know.
Which means you're already ahead of us.
Yes. Hey. On that note, guys, thank you once again, Dale and Alex. I really appreciate it, you guys. And again, it's not like they're going anywhere. Dale's doing his two things whenever I can't be on them. And Alex is going to be on Comic Con. So it's not like they're disappearing.
And yes, Dale's doing morning shows and, yeah.
They're not joining Dorothy to the center of the earth. So, you know, they'll be back. No. They'll do stuff.
No. Yeah.
Before we leave, I have one more thing to say to Dale before we leave. Dale?
You can be my wingman anytime.
That's a fist bump. Right. That's a fist bump, yeah.
You'd like to take his face off?
Bro fist between the Alabaman racist and the gay Australian. Do it.
No.
Bro fist.
I don't think we should ever phrase it as bro fist.
I just gave you guys another little weird noise clip.
Oh, you already read the show title.
Let's not do that.
No.
Anywho.
All right, that might get put up in there still. Bro fist.
Yeah, that's a reach around and a half.
Alright guys, on that note, the rest of us will see you next week with Andrew Allen on this show. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye. You have been listening to a part of the Geek.io Podcast Network.
Loud noises!
Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh my.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
Geek.io. Copyright 2014.
I want to get out of here. I want to leave this place right now.
Budlong, quit pressing buttons.
Live long and prosper.
Program complete.
What are you talking about? I didn't press any buttons.